Okay, so for tonight's topic, we'll discuss eating on Erev Shabbos and how that plays out on Erev Yom Tov, right? You know, Erev Shavuos coming up, be a Sunday this year. What's the deal with having a meal? What types of foods, if any, are prohibited? If there are restrictions, when does it start? So the basis for the discussion begins with the Gemara at the very beginning of Arbei Pesachim, where the Mishnah tells us in the first source on the sheet, Erev Pesachim Samach Lemincha L'yocha Adam Ad Shetech Shach. So that a person should stop eating, right? Samuch lemincha, close to mincha time, in order that until it gets dark. So there's a prohibition. So the question is, well, what what's the how close to mincha is samuch? And another question thing about, we know that if you divide the halachic day up into 6 o'clock sunrise and 6 o'clock sunset, you have 12 daylight hours. So there's two minchas. There's the mincha gedola, the big mincha, which starts at 12:30 on a day like that. And there's the mincha katana, which is the 3:30, the 9.5 hours into the day. So on this, the Gemara asks, what does that mean? What does that mean? Oops, I just realized one thing. Okay, fine. I'll go on auctions. What does that mean? My area, Arbei Pesachim, Afila Arbei Shabbos is Yom Tovim Nami. So why did the Mishnah have to specify that you can't eat on Erev Pesach? Really, you see from this that every Erev Shabbos and every other Yom Tov, you also can't eat, Samach Lemincha. So why was our Mishnah highlighting this one particular case? Titania lo yochel adam ba'arvei Shabbos Yom Tovim in haMincha lemala kadesh shikanes leShabbos kishutava. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop on every single Shabbos, every single Yom Tov. However, Rabbi Yosi Omer Ochel v'Holech ad Shetech Shach, that you can keep eating until it gets dark. I just realized 1 minute I didn't put the Tosfos on the source sheet. That's what I wanted to go to. Give me 1 second. I will find the Tosfos right now. Let me see. I can just quickly. Oh, okay. Oops, sorry. Let me share my screen. Weird. Okay, so here we go. Here's Tosfos. Lo yochel adam pirush afilu hispalel. Even if you already davened, you still can't eat. Because, well, really, Tosfos pointed out there is a separate prohibition against eating meal before you've davened. So Tosfos says, no, you might have thought that's the only reason over here. So no, but even if you had already davened mincha, you still can't eat. Umishum matzah, because we want you to have a appetite. It's like a hiddur mitzvah to have a little teyavon. To below his pala tefilas mincha afilu b'shari moshe shana oser. Because if you hadn't yet davened mincha, that's not special to erev Pesach. That's any day of the year you're not allowed to eat. It's on perakam and Shabbos daf testament bays, right? The one that talks about different things that are not allowed to not to be done, like going to a bezin, a bursaki, different. Getting a haircut, etc. So, im tomar umalo yoichal. This is Tosfos' question over here. What does it mean that you really can't eat? So, im matzah. If it's matzah that you can't eat on Erev Pesach, afilu kodem nami oser. Right, because even before samach lemincha, you still can't eat matzah on Erev Pesach. Can I read about Yishalmi? It says kol oichal matzah Erev Pesach. Anyone eat it on Erev Pesach ki ilu bol rusoso bebeis chomiv. So it's as if you had relations with your Arusa. Just the way that reminds me, we watched the Davis wedding today in Eretz Yisrael. So the way that weddings work nowadays is not the way that weddings worked back in the times of the Gemara. You had Arison, which was the engagement, and then you had a year waiting period until the Nisuin. So he says, the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to eat matzah on Erev Pesach because it's as if you were boiled the Aruso. Ib mini targima, and if you're going to tell me that really, no mini targima, like maybe meat, fish, something like that, some vegetables, maybe according to other opinions. If that's really what the Mishnah is coming to us, you can't have. No, that can't be it, because how Amar B'Gemara wants to later on, Daf Kuf Zayin, right? You're allowed to. You're allowed to have these. You can't eat these types of foods. So it can't be matzah. It can't be so. Yeshlomer da'ari matzah shira. So the Tosos learns the restriction of eating is on Erev Pesach is this matzah shira. To also Yishami ela matzah haroy letzeis bo chavoso. Right. What was really osir is the matzah that you could actually use for the mitzvah. But we don't use egg matzah for the mitzvah. We treat it like chametz. So therefore, that's what it's coming to add. Ela matzah shira. Uyla tseis bo chavosava ochlo kodem zmano aval matzah shira sharia v'chein hay noheg rabbeinu tam. So then you can have the matzah shira on Erev Pesach because you can't use it for the mitzvah. Okay. That was the toast I meant to put on the source sheet. Sorry, now I'm going to go back to the let me find that. Is that clear so far? So now, the Rashbam, in the next source, tells us that what exactly, again, if you look at the Mishnah said, Somach l'mincha. So close to that, is that 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour before mincha? So the Rashbam comes along and says, Ar b'sachem somach l'mincha, mincha ketana. So the first thing he adds in is that we're not talking about mincha gedola. We'll see, not tonight, maybe next week's year, we'll see the Ran and others who have maybe a different understanding of what's going on over here in the Mishnah. But according to the Rashbam, Mincha Ketana is the 3:30 time slot. Meaning you might have thought it's just a Samach L'Mincha, maybe that means Mincha Gedola, and I would have to stop eating at 12:30 or something like that. It says, no. Kodem Mincha Ma'at. Chatzi Shah. So I was thinking like this. What's the Rashbam telling me that it's Kodem L'Mincha Ma'at? I thought to say that if you didn't have that Rashbam, you might have read the Mishnah as follows. Arbe Pesachim, Somach L'Mincha. Somach means close to. But it doesn't tell me before Mincha or after Mincha. It means like around Mincha time. So I might have thought, he says Chatzi Shah, half hour. So I might have thought, I'm not sure if that's what the Rashbam is driving at, but I might have thought maybe Somach L'Mincha means I'd stop around Mincha time. So I could stop afterwards, stop beforehand. But no, because the Rashbam is telling us, no, don't say like that. Kodim L'Mincha Ma'at, Chatzi Shah, P'tchil Shah, Asiris, the beginning of the 10th hour, the 9th hour. So according to our 6x6 sunrise to sunset day, the ninth hour would be 3 o'clock. You would have to stop eating at 3 o'clock on Erev Pesach. Okay, he quotes the beginning of the fifth parak, which talks about when the different korbanos were offered. But again, well, I'm going to hold off that because I want to try to address that more in depth in an upcoming shir. But again, just to see what the Mishnah started with, it says you have to stop eating Samach L'Mincha. The Gemara tells us that applies not only on Pesach, it applies to every Shabbos, every Erev Yom Tov. You're not allowed to do this. And then that's Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Yossi says, no, that's not a problem. Ochel v'holech ad shetechshach. You don't have to stop. I think, who was it before him said the Poros Mapim Mekadesh?
Mentioned
that. Oh, right. So according to Rabbi Yossi, that's what you would do. The Gemara has a sugya where, you know, many did this on a year. This year, when Purim fell out on Erev Shabbos, so they would have their seuda. They begin it at early enough that it's not a problem. We'll have to get more into clarification as to when you're allowed to begin a meal on Erev Shabbos. But they begin at a time you're allowed to in the morning, and then just go straight. So now it comes time. So you pour a smap, you make kiddush, and then you continue the seuda. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. You don't have to stop. There's no prohibition of stopping beforehand. So the question is, who do we follow? Do we follow Rabbi Yehuda, or do we follow Rabbi Yossi? So the Rambam in Perek Lamed Halacha Dalet teaches, Osur likbo seuda umishte be'erv Shabbos. Now seuda here is eating. Mishte here is wine drinking. That's what the drinking is talking about. It's not talking about lemonade. Maybe it's heart. What? Yeah. Be'erv Shabbos mipnei kvod Shabbos. It's quote Shabbos to not make the meal. That's the first thing that the Rambam tells us. The second thing the Rambam tells us, umoter lecho lishtos ad shetechshach, right? But you are allowed to keep eating and drinking until it gets dark. And the third thing the Rambam says, afa pikein mikvot Shabbos sheyimna adam min hamincha lamala mikvot shura kdei shikanis Shabbos kishu taiva leecho. And the third point says, even though you were technically, you know, allowed to do something for Kavod Shabbos, you should hold back, and you should not set up a meal on that. So my question is like this. If I were to number these things, I could just play around here for a second. If I could make it like this. 1, 2, and 3. How do you understand how statement number 1 in the Rambam and statement number 3 relate to each other? Statement number 1, Os likvo su'uda u'mishtev er Shabbos, you can't have a su'uda. And then the Rambam says, Af al pi, kein, michvod Shabbos, shiyimna adam min hamincha lamala, michvod su'uda. When is it usher? Is it usher all day? Is it usher from mincha onwards? How do you understand the first statement of the Rambam and the third part of the Rambam?
The first part you mentioned mishta, so it sounds like it's not just a regular suda, but a suda mishta.
Okay. And then that, and therefore what? That's what would be usher, is the wine part of it.
Or such a meal that would be accompanied by wine.
A meal with wine. Okay. Now here, anyone else want to jump in? What do you think the Rambam is driving at over here?
He prefers you not to, but if you do, it's like one flock they love, all one pediamet.
Oh, meaning it's, you didn't do anything wrong, but you really should. Okay, good. All right, we'll see who actually says a very similar idea. Very good. I mean, it's not you can't, but like Kav Shabbos, you didn't do it. If I understand you correctly, you're saying you didn't do an Avera. You do an Avera by making it, but like, you know, you really shouldn't have. So we're not going to zap you. But on the other hand, really, lichatchil, you should not have done this.
Rabbi, quick question. In terms of the people by Purim this year who did their Suda and, you know, paused, did Kiddush, during their benching, would they only mention Shabbos in the benching, or would they do all Mason also?
Oh, very good question. Very good question. So, you can't do both, right? It's a stira.
Yeah.
Right, very good, very good. So we usually assume to go after the beginning of the day. Yeah.
So you do Shabbos only, but not
No, you go to the beginning. You go to the beginning. You go after the beginning. You would say that's a discussion. I want to get into it now, but that's a discussion. What if you davened Mariv and then benched? Can you still say Al Hanisim? So again, let me
okay.
Stay on topic for right now. The question is about what about having the mishteh? Like, you could have a glass of wine. There's no wrong. When a person wants a glass of wine on Erev Shabbos, you can have a glass of wine. That's not a problem. The issue would be, what about having a se'uda she'eino regila? In other words, certain times you have a chiv to make a se'uda, like Purim, right? Purim tells you that the day is goring, you have to have a se'uda on Yud Dalad. It happens to be that's Erev Shabbos. What would be another example where you'd have to have a se'uda? Good, okay, so if Yom Kippur, you'd have to have a suit on Friday, good. When else? Very good.
A bris,
right? Or a pidyon haben, right? These are days that are, that the calendar is like superimposed upon them. So if it comes out on Erev Shabbos, you would have to. Okay, that's not a problem. But what about making an optional su'uda? Like a birthday party. Can you make a birthday party on Erev Shabbos? An elaborate birthday party. Wouldn't I be allowed to do such a thing?
Shalom Bais, you could.
we'll have to see. Let me show you, before we see the next cards, I want to just a little background to understand where we're going with this. There's a Gemara in Gittin. Here you have in the next source. Amr b'chi bar Abba, Amr b'yorchanan, shtei mishpachos hai b'yushalayim. There were two families in Yerushalayim. Achas kava sudasa b'shabbatah, v'achas kava sudasa b'erev Shabbos. One made a meal on Erev Shabbos, and one made it on Shabbos. Ushtehen nekru, and both of them were uprooted. Right. So, what's the problem over here? So the meal on Shabbos was that they would make and invite people. It seems that was the time when the Rav was giving his drasha. So by making their se'uda punked at that time, when everyone else was learning, it caused bittul Torah. But the issue we're going to talk about is they were uprooted for making a se'uda, and it sounds like it wasn't just, you know, like they regularly did this. According to, we'll see commentators, but it sounds like they just once, even one time, they made a se'uda on Erev Shabbos. So this is a very scary thing. The Gemara says you're not supposed to do this. Not supposed to make a thing. They're going to ask me, what do you mean? I have a bagel. I wash on a bagel for lunch every Friday. So that's fine. I get pizza. I have a slice of pizza. I wash on my pizza. That's a su'udah. Yeah, you're right. That's not a problem. It's not referring to having your normal meal on Erev Shabbos. You understand that? That's fine. We're not concerned with that. Well, here's what they did. They went out of their way and they made, what do you want to say, a birthday party. They did some type of thing that was not necessarily have to be on that day. And therefore, the Gemara says, not good things happened to them. So on this, we'll go now to the Magid Mishnah. But that, again, keep that going in the back of your mind. This is the Magid Mishnah commenting on the Rambam we saw in Perek Lamed. So this is Begit in Perek HaShaleach. He quotes our Gemara, Shtei Mishpachos, Hayibru Shalayim, Achas Kavas Hudas Ver Shabbos, Vachas Shabbos, Pirish, Bizman, Beis HaMedrash, Ushteim Nekru. Right? They made the suit at the time when the learning was happening. So Vekosu Meforshim Zal, Afal Pi Shemuter Lechol Ad Shetech Shach. Even though you're allowed to keep eating, the, like you're, like Rabbi Yossi said, Afil Lehaskel Nami Hanimi Letzorach Shah. Right? That's if it's an occasional thing that happened. Meaning, like you said, Yom Kippur or whatever, Bris. Avalasos kach tomid. Look, demichzik mezalzel chavod Shabbos. If this is your normal thing, you normally get together and have a big seuda. It's like, you know, you're part of your Friday routine, not your lunch. A regular lunch is fine. When you're getting together, that's a zilzel. Okay, so goes Ravid davka she'osluko mechatzos ulamala. So the way the Ravid is learning. Let me scroll down for a little bit. If you look in the Ravid, he's quoting in the next source, I believe, Osli Kvo Suda B'Shabbos, because Ravid Dav Kisha Osli Kvo Min... I'm sorry, no, the Ravid says... What did I do? The Ravid's one who learns Mincha. One second, I said it backwards. The Ravid is Mincha, yeah, whoops. Let me correct that. Changes up. The type of meal, if your normal meal is pizza, then that's fine. This is what I wanted to point out. This is the machlokas over here. The Magid Mishnah seems to be learning that this applies all day long. All day long, you can't have this. Whereas the Ravid seems to be learning that this takes place from Mincha time and onward. That's where there's a kapeda not to set up your meal. So again, if we look back at this Rambam, who do you think the Rambam is posting like back here in source number 4? Is the Rambam holding like Rabbi Yossi or is he holding like Rabbi Yehuda?
Rabbi
Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Says also likvo seuda mishta. You can't make a seuda, right? But snacks are okay then, right? Umuntu lechol lishtos achetach. You're allowed to snack. You want to have an apple or something? That's fine. Oh, yeah. So let's see that. The Shulchan Aruch in here we go, source number 8. Oslikbo be'erev Shabbos seudu mishte she'ena rogil. A seudu she'ena rogil is like that, like, you know, the fancy meal, the birthday party or something like that. B'yameyachol v'afiluhu sudas erisin. Right? Even if we said a few minutes ago from the Tosfos that erisin and nesuim had a year apart. So the nesuim is the actual mishnah, but the erisin, there's no need to make the seuda for that. V'yameyachol v'ashabbos, she'kandis l'shabbos kishutayv. They should have a healthy appetite to eat. V'chol hayom b'chlal ha'iser. Look at this. V'chol hayom b'chlal ha'iser. I didn't put it on here, but I just put that in. Okay, highlight that. Why doesn't let me do it? V'chol hayom b'chlal ha'iser. So this is the Shulchan Aruch, as we know, is Rabbi Yosef Karo. So he wrote a pirish on the Rambam, right? He learned like the Magid Mishnah did. The Magid Mishnah learned that the whole day is it. The Ravid said it's just for Mincha time, but you look how the Kesef Mishnah, which is, you know, following the Magid Mishnah, he says over here the whole day. Hagah comes along. The Ramon says Seuda Shizmana be'erev Shabbos. Keep going. Bris Milo Pinyan Haben Mutter. Right, which we said a minute ago that if the Zman is to have it, then that's not a problem. That's not a problem whatsoever. V'chein Haminig Pasha. That's obvious. V'chov Lishtos Bali Kviya Seuda Afilas Seuda Shiragibo Bechol Kol Hayom Mutter. So if you're going to have your kviyas suda, your regular meal, the whole day is fine. Mitlaskam min hadin, aval mitzvah limanem likvos suda shenogbo bechol mites shaos lamala. So there's a mitzvah not to wash and have pizza and have a bagel from 3 o'clock and onward. That's the way that the Mechaber brings it down. So this is important to realize that if it's your regular meal, that's fine, but it still should be done before 3 o'clock. Not to be done, 10 minutes before you're heading out to shul. Now let's sit down and wash and have a bagel, have a hamburger. So Ira, I want to come back to this point that you said a few minutes ago from the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, the Alter Rebbe, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, in his Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he is working on that Rambam. Suda Shirogibo Bimos HaChol, Dahayin Suda Katana, right? Not a big elaborate meal. She'ena Shel Mishteh, and you're not drinking wine at this. Min Hadin Motel Ocha B'chol Hayom. A Suda, your regular meal is loud the whole day. Afilu Samach L'Chashecha, even if it's late in the day. Ava Mitzvah Limanoa Mikvoa Mitzchila Shas Asiris Ve'elach Neshikanis L'Shabes Kirtayv L'Echol. So really, he says here that it's you should stop, right? There's a mitzvah limnoa milkavoa. You could, but the mitzvah is to stop. Avalechov lishtos blik via seuda. But if I just want to eat and drink without the context of a meal, I want to have a glass of wine, we said a minute ago. I want to eat an apple on that. Ain't a nimna be'er shavs yom tov ad hashecha. That you don't have to hold back. I mean, you can have potato chips. You want to nosh. You want to eat a little piece of gefilte fish. You want to eat meatballs. Okay, fine. Dahayin ad bein hashmashos, kadishis bar basim reishayin aleph. Chutz me'er pesach, kadishis bar basim tov ayin aleph. Okay, so on Erev Pesach, we have a different din. But for a regular Erev Shabbos, that's what emerges in terms of what one's allowed to eat on an Erev Shabbos. You can have your regular lunch, but you cannot make a special seuda unless the Zman calls for it. And the Zman does call for it. It should be done in the early hours of the day, not in the afternoon.
Rabbi, it sounds like a reform mitzvah. You know, like a mitzvah is a nice thing to do, but not a mitzvah where it's a command, where he says it's a mitzvah, then he says you can do it. It seems a little unusual.
Well, again, what's bothering you?
Well, he says it's a mitzvah not to eat, but if you go ahead and do it, you did it.
Yeah.
It sounds like their mitzvah is like a nice thing to do, not a mitzvah where...
One's me'ikr hadin. Me'ikr din, it's allowed, but really, you get a mitzvah if you don't.
But is it a mitzvah like that's a better way to do it? But if you don't do it, okay, fine, no problem.
Yeah, like the second way.
Okay.
Yeah. What I'd like to discuss, Hamitzchem, for next week, this idea about, davening and eating on, is it mincha gedola or is it mincha katana? So we'll have to see that really, the two korbanos that were brought in the morning and in the afternoon, so really the mincha was brought in mincha katana. It wasn't, the Gemara, the beginning of the fifth parak, talks about the hours of the day and how everything was slated to get in the Korban Pesach, fine. But it's fascinating. I think it was Rabbi Simon who pointed out, maybe someone else also as well, that this is one of those areas where the Olam HaYeshivos does the Bidyevid and the Balabatim do the Lichatchila. Right? Because really, to daven 1 o'clock Mincha, 1:30 Mincha, that's Mincha Gedola, that's Bidyevid. Lichatchila, one should daven Mincha Katana. It's all the Balabatim coming home from work and daven, Mincha Katana. So that's Lichatchila, that's the optimal time for davening. So we'll see what this takes us. We'll talk more about the prohibition on Erev Shabbos in the Zmanim. But I figured this was a good topic to cover for tonight and just to begin the sugi. But Mirshem, we'll expand upon it more next week as well.